Hey, good morning. I have a question for you today. Can you eat Twinkies and lose weight? And I have the answer for you coming up in just a second. My name is Sarah, and this is the Clubhouse After Party. Woo-hoo! I'm going to give everyone a second to come in here. But if you're listening to the replay, this is something super extra. This is If you've just joined the program, the most important thing you can do is go to the website and focus on the No BS Weight Loss course. That is the guide on how to lose weight. This live is extra. All right. So, my name is Sarah, and I'm the marketing manager here at No BS. And I'm doing the Clubhouse after party today because Corinne and Kathy are working on a project. Hey guys, we've got Nikki, Emily, Catherine. Welcome to the Clubhouse After Party. Now, I want to remind everyone that the price of admission to this after party is your 24-hour plan. If you've not done it yet, you've got a few minutes because I'm going to explain what Clubhouse is and I'm going to give a little bit better introduction of myself. So you have time to write out that plan. It can go on your sticky note right here. Your plan can go in the comments. Get your 24-hour plan done and then come on back. Now, I'll give you a little bit better introduction of myself. My name is Sarah and I have been a No BS woman since March 2018. I used the program to lose over 100 pounds and I've maintained that loss for about 18 months now. I also used the program to quit smoking, run a half marathon, and land my dream job. It's this one right here, working for No BS. So I have a great wealth of experience and I've been where you are as well. So I'm just doing the Facebook live about Clubhouse today because Kathy and Corinne couldn't make it. Now, if you've never heard of Clubhouse before, it is an iOS or Apple only app and it's in beta mode. So it's invite only. If you don't have an invite, there is an invite train inside the Facebook group so you can get invited to get on. But I want to tell you something really important and I want you to pay attention. The Clubhouse is just like any other social media platform, like a live Facebook page or a public Instagram page. It's extra. Nothing going on in Clubhouse is really going to help you move the needle in the weight loss. The only thing that will do that is the No BS weight loss course and our Facebook community and Ask Coaches. That's the content you want to focus on. And we know not everyone can get into this live audio app. So that's why we bring you the best nuggets of wisdom right here on Facebook. So if you have any more questions about Clubhouse, feel free to post them in the community or on that invite train and people will come and help you out and answer. So there's nothing important going on in Clubhouse, but we do bring you the best nuggets of the morning right here. So without further ado, let's kick off what happened in the Clubhouse room this morning. So we started off talking about what kind of food can you eat and still lose weight? Because a lot of diets out there, they tell you to cut this out and cut that out. And we bring a lot of those rules into writing our plans. So, one of the great things that Corinne talked about was that, I'm just going to quote her, "The things I thought I loved and thought I had to have all the time, when I started losing weight and loving myself more, I realized I didn't need them as much." So, she found as she was still eating all of the different foods that she didn't want them as much. But Corinne never really cut out anything out of her plan. We all know from her story that she had ice cream on the way down when she was losing weight. And Kathy said that she loves French fries. It's a food that a lot of us think we probably need to cut out to lose weight. But Kathy still eats French fries to this day. She puts them on her plan. But what does she do? She picks out the best, most delicious, fresh cut, flash fried French fries. She chooses to eat the best French fries when she wants them and she enjoys them and she moves on. Another thing that's really interesting is Coach Julie shared something really cool. And this answers my question. Can you eat Twinkies and still lose weight? Well, the answer is yes. Coach Julie was a scientist this month. She asked herself, I want some Twinkies. Can I eat Twinkies and still lose weight? So she planned them. She only ate them when she was hungry. And then she stopped eating them when she was satisfied. And yes, she said she put a Twinkie down midway through. So doing this experiment, she said she ate about 6 Twinkies this month and she still lost weight because she is following the 4 basics. It's making a realistic plan and then eating only when you're hungry and stopping at satisfied. So it's not about exactly the types of food we put on our plan. It's our relationship with those foods. So if you're wondering what is a good food, a better food, a best food, what's a bad food, I want to send you back to that No BS Weight Loss course, Module 1, Lesson 7, What Should I Eat? Go through and watch that video because it is going to help you decide what foods you want to put on your plan. It was a great conversation to kick off the conversation. Then we had Allison come up and ask a question in the clubhouse. And she said, this morning, or last night actually, her husband brought home some Mexican pastries, and she wanted one. So she put it on her plan this morning for breakfast. Yes, and I got a lot of comments about my glasses. Thank you, because this is the clubhouse after party. So she ate it this morning, and her stomach started not feeling so good. And she felt kind of guilty about eating it and putting it on her plan. And so the coaches talked back and forth a little bit to dive down into her thoughts and see what exactly was going on. And what they did was kind of look at her story about the guilt around the food that she planned and ate when she was hungry and asked her to give it some equal air time. How about changing that story to, oh, I tried something, I realized, and I learned my body doesn't like eating this kind of food in the morning. It's taking you from being the judge to being the scientist and getting us back to understanding that we have the power to create stories with our brains, and they could be negative, but it takes the same amount of energy and focus to shift your story over to positive, learn something from the experience, and decide. So there's no guilt in putting anything on your plan. It's all about how you're thinking about it. So let me share some of the top quotes that came from that conversation. Corinne said, I'm constantly experimenting. It's my job to pay attention to how I'm responding. Be intentional. Listen to yourself. Figure out what's right for you. That was a great one. And then Kathy had a comment, and she said, there is comfort and knowledge and power in being able to make a decision about what I want to put something in my body or not. When we experiment with foods and we're the scientists and we try eating new things, we get to feel how that feels in our body. Is it feeling good? Does it make us feel kind of, I mean, if you eat something, you feel constipated, that might not be something that you want to continue to put on your plan. So let's see. Coach Julie doesn't eat beef, for example. And so this was a quote from her. It's a gift to your body at dinner when you don't eat something that bothers it. I make a choice for my own digestion and health. That is a gift that I give to myself. So that was just a wonderful conversation that I wanted to call out because I thought it's really, really important. Another person asked also about how to plan when they don't feel very well. And there was a gem that came from Kathy. When I don't feel well, I tell myself that I am a person who eats better because I know I'll recover better. And the person who asked the question about feeling sick and wondering what that protocol for the day should be, she knew exactly what she would want to do. She knew that the discomfort of being sick, she'd want to grab ass, and she'd want to probably have takeout for dinner so they didn't cook. And Corinne offered a really great tip for her action, for her do line. And it was, if you know you're going to order takeout, you know where you're going to order from. Most families have about, 3 places they order takeout from on the regular. So decide right now what you're going to order and where from So when the time comes at the end of the day and you're exhausted, you're picking something now for your future self versus picking something for what you want later. All right. So the last point that I have for us today, we had a woman come up and ask a question. She's just kind of stalled in her weight loss, and she can tell she's been swapping how she makes her plan every day. So one day she'll make her plan very restrictive, very, bringing in her diet rules, and it's very, very detailed and restrictive, and it's really, really hard for her to follow. She's not eating as much, she's hyper focused on it. And then the next day she'll make a really flexible plan, so to remind herself that she doesn't have to be restrictive, and then she overeats. And so the coaches started asking her some questions. And this is the beauty of diving in deeper and not taking our brain at face value, asking why. You can do this too at home. You know how? By journaling. Because by journaling, you get your thoughts out on the paper and you can actually see what you're thinking. So it turns out that this caller, she was eating to decompress, to relax, to give herself a break. Comment below if you've ever eaten to relax. I feel like this is something that we as women do a lot. Why? Because we feel guilty for taking a break. We attach our worth to our productivity and taking a break and really giving ourselves a chance to decompress and work through our thoughts and just take a relaxing breath. We don't give ourselves that opportunity. So, Corinne and the coaches talked to her about dissociating the guilt from the rest and figuring out how to rest. So, here are some great quotes that came from that conversation. Corinne said, "Overeating takes more time than listening to what your body says. If you are overeating to decompress, you're taking more time away from getting to the stuff that you want because eating is really not helping you decompress." The next quote is says, let's see here. "Eating when you're not hungry is not taking a break. It is eating in response to an urge. Be intentional with how you relax. Make it guilt-free. Then you won't have to eat through it." So that is the, it's not a secret, but that's the tip today, is be intentional with how you relax. Make it guilt-free. Then you won't have to eat for it. Now, I know you're having a lot of thoughts, so we have a journal prompt for you. "Why do I feel that I can't decompress without food?" I'm going to say that again because this is a great journal prompt for the weekend, especially the weekend when we're all trying to decompress from after work. Journal prompt. "Why do I feel that I can't decompress without food?" Okay, so write that down. And if you have any issues with your thought download for that journal prompt, feel free, use our community. We have so many resources for you. We have Ask Coaches and get all that out because these are some really great conversations. That you can have with yourself to move the needle. Yes, this is the Clubhouse after party. We are actually about to wrap up here. And I didn't go through all the quotes and golden nuggets that came out of the Clubhouse after party, but right after this live, I'm going to put them into the Facebook post, and they are always available with the Clubhouse after party replay that you can find on the website or in your private member podcast. So if you have any issues downloading your private member podcast, please email us at support@pnptribe because we want to make sure that you have access to everything you need to make weight loss easy. It's our mission to help you lose your weight for good and feel as amazing as you deserve. So I'm going to wrap up my Clubhouse Live again with my favorite quote because I just think it's so important. "Eating when you're not hungry is not taking a break. It is eating in response to an urge. Be intentional with how you relax. Make it guilt-free, then you don't have to eat through it." So tell me in the comments, how are you going to relax intentionally this weekend? And we'll see you on Facebook and on the website. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.